Hey, welcome to the Upside Down Podcast. This is Ash. Guys, this is the first episode of 2023. We hope you're having a great new year. First, I wanted to say thank you so much for all of your messages. Tori, Kilby, and I are doing great. We're just taking a break, and now we are back for the new season. And yes, we have seen and heard you. You want us to finish reviewing season 4, and we will do that eventually. But first, I think it's really important that I go ahead and put out the interviews that I did last year. We have 2 left. And today, you are lucky, we're going to be speaking with actress, singer, Chloe Adana. She plays 9. She had just turned 14 years old. And you know what? She has so much grace and poise, and she is so fun. I think you should really support her and all of her future endeavors. She's awesome. Also, we have a special guest appearance from her mom, which I thought was pretty cute. She has a lot of upcoming projects. She's going to be in Renfield, which is an awesome new Dracula movie with Nick Cage. Guys, Nick Cage. I didn't know that at the time of the interview, or I would have been all about it. That's all we would have talked about. Letting the cage loose. She also has her music video for Villain out now, so check that out. Also, just remember that these interviews are recorded via Skype. Chloe is a busy person on the go, and so, you know, it is what it is. Just keep that in mind while you listen. Thank you so much for your support. We look forward to doing more episodes. Enjoy this one. It's a lot of fun. As always, stay strange.
Hello, this is Chloe Adana, and I play number 9 in Stranger Things, and you're listening to the Upside Down Podcast.
I can totally hear you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How's your day going? You're in school right now, right?
I'm actually on fall break, and I'm going to be switching from in-person school to online school.
Is there a reason? Is it just more comfortable, or is it because you're like, I'm so busy now, I've got to be able to have a free schedule?
Yeah, it has a lot to do with scheduling and my acting and my career.
Yeah, totally. I was actually curious about that. I was wondering how it is for you going from, like, you know, just being a kid and then doing Stranger Things, and there's COVID, so the school is closed down, and then you've been on this, like, massive show, and you're back. And how do people react to that? How are other students?
Well, my friends think it's so interesting, and they ask me a lot of questions on a daily basis. It doesn't get, like, overwhelming, though, thankfully. But yeah, I'd love to answer questions about it, and I'm sure, like, all of my friends are curious. Because I would be on set, or not on set, but, like, at the hotel we were filming, and they'd be like, Chloe, why are you in that hotel and not at school with us? And I'd be like, oh, you know, vacation.
What about kids that you didn't know? Are they like, oh my god, that's that girl from Stranger Things, season 4?
Yeah, I get a lot of those. I don't hate it.
It's not awful.
Yeah, it's not awful.
So, it's pretty rad. I hear you just had a birthday. You turned 14, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're actually the second youngest person that's ever been on the podcast, and you're following our good friend Priya Ferguson, who made her appearance when she was 11. So, that was a lot of fun. Are you having fun doing press?
Yes. Press, it was new to me a couple months ago, and I've just started to get used to it, and now I find it really fun.
Yeah, totally. I think it's easier because you get used to your answers. Like, sometimes people ask you a lot of new questions, but sometimes it's like, what is it like working with Millie Bobby Brown? Like, it's things that you've kind of like, I know what I'm going to say. But the first few times, you're like super nervous because you're like, I don't know what they're going to ask me. And then after like interview 25, you're like, I know exactly what they're going to ask me.
Yeah.
So you've been professionally acting since about 2018, and it's pretty amazing because you got cast in one of the biggest shows ever relatively quickly. What was the audition process like for you?
For me, it was just like any other audition. I get the calling from my mom or from my agent, and then I film it downstairs in my basement. And for Stranger Things, I actually had to tie my hair back in a very slick ponytail. So I kind of picked up that it was for Stranger Things, and then a couple months later, I get a call from my agent saying, hey, Chloe, you booked this job, and I was like, woo, and she was like, but, she was like, you gotta shave your head. I was like, oh, okay, woo!
I mean, you know, that goes into my next question. Millie Bobby Brown kind of famously shaved her head live when she was like 10 or 11 for Stranger Things. What was that like for you? Because, you know, some girls, we care about our locks, and it can be kind of scary to shave it all off, but in the same sense, you're like, you know, Millie did it, and I'm going to be a number two, so what was it like for you?
It was really, really, really scary, because, like, in middle school and public school, if you walk around with a shaved head in sixth grade, then you're, like, weird. But then I started to look at the bigger picture, like, there's girls shaving their heads everywhere in the world. I'm not some random psycho crazy kid. It's not going to hurt me. If anything, this is going to be the best for what comes for me in my future. So I just thought it's worth it. Hair grows back, and this is an opportunity I'm not going to pass up.
How did they do it? Were like Kat and the Sarah and other people, were they on set and they did it the day of? Or was it something you had to come pre-prepped for? Like how much time did your body have to prepare for, like, okay, it's happening?
I think we quarantined for about a week or maybe two. And before that, we were just waiting to get called onto set, so I had some time to process.
So I've talked to a lot of the other numbers, and they said that you were all kind of filming these brutal scenes, but the vibe on set was always very positive. And it's curious because, you know, you have numbers with a wide age range. You have very young, and then you have, like, Tristan and some of the older kids. How did you keep yourself positive? Like, how did you keep, like, mentally that vibe going, like, I'm about to film something scary, but I'm in a safe place with, you know, great people, and I'm having a really good experience.
The scary scenes are actually not that scary. If anything, hanging out on set, the time that we're filming and in the scene is so much smaller compared to the time that we're just hanging out, talking, getting directions. So it wasn't that bad. And when there was Millie screaming in the background or Jamie killing us all, we, like, right after they would call cut, they would all check on us, especially Millie. She'd be like, are you guys okay? Did that scare you? And normally the answer would be no.
I actually have a question for your mom. You don't have to turn the camera on her, but I just want to hear what she has to say. What was it like for you to see Chloe in such a scary situation?
You know, I don't think she was scared. I think she just really absorbed the learning experience and had a really good time, like, seeing it come together from a behind-the-scenes perspective, and then just seeing her reaction to the actual show when it aired was fascinating because, you know, I saw it too from behind the camera, and it's just fascinating how they have Millie hanging on these harnesses and, you know, cut take after take, it's like that's what it ends up looking like, what we see in the show, and it's fascinating to see what happens behind the scenes. And then to have her there was really rewarding as a parent.
But you weren't like, oh, my baby's about to get killed by this guy when you saw it on the TV. You were more just like probably the family gathered around and you were probably with some of the other numbers and you all just like screamed and cheered and were like, we did it. It wasn't like something scary is happening. It was just like, that is us. We did this 2 years ago and now we're seeing it.
Well, what's interesting is like we saw some of the numbers, the risks once they were all dead in that scene, but we never saw number nine. I was like, well, maybe.
Fingers crossed, season five.
Yeah.
It's funny because every number that I talk to is like, you know, the camera kind of turned off screen. They're all kind of like hoping that somehow there's this like army that we don't know about that secretly is somewhere in Hawkins' lab. So that would be cool. So back to Chloe, you know, you got to work with some really heavy hitters in the show. As a newer actress, was there any, I don't want to say advice, but what was that like for you, getting that experience with, like, you know, you're coming in, you're starting, you've done a couple of things, but now you're, like, at the top of the game with people that just, like, know what's happening. How did that feel for you?
It was another chapter in my life opening up for my career side. I felt like I was moving up. I was leveling up in this whole acting thing. I used to see it as a hobby, but now I started taking it a little bit more seriously. And seeing Millie Bobby Brown and Matthew Modine, the people that I would watch on my own TV in front of me, in character too, it was amazing, one. And it was a really, really good learning experience for me.
Yeah, totally. So it gave you, like, a lot more confidence. You were like, I'm kind of doing this thing, and maybe it'll do something, and maybe it won't. But, like, once you did that, you were like, oh, I've got it. I've got what it takes. I'm gonna pursue this a little bit harder.
Yeah. Yeah, my motivation for this whole acting career just kind of boosted.
So Matthew Modine plays Papa, who is not so nice on the show, but in real life we know he is actually super awesome. I'm wondering, did he talk to the kids or did he do anything special the day of shooting? Or was it one of those things where he was like, I don't want to be by you because I want you guys to sense my evil presence on set?
No, he was so sweet. You could just walk up to him, say the weirdest thing, and start a conversation with him. He wasn't scary at all out of character. He had this camera that he brought around. I think he does photography, and he was always snapping photos of us, and we were always laughing. The vibe on set was really something else.
And now you get to do some fun things where you have a lot of fake blood gooped all up on your eyes. Was that, I'm curious, when you guys were getting that put on, all the kids, were you guys walking around like, ah, was it just this crazy experience for you? Or were you just like, I can't let this sweat off?
Yeah, so in the mornings, we would walk into the makeup trailer first thing and get all this blood poured under our eyes. And it would dry up and we'd be fine. But for the rest of the day, until the directors called cut, we would walk around with this blood all over our eyes. And we would eat lunch, do school, hang out, take selfies with this gory blood all over our eyes.
Awesome. So what I'm going to do right now is we have a section where we open up the page to fan questions so that they can talk directly to you. So here we go. Dorky Malevin says, what is Nine's power? Do they have a backstory?
Nine's powers, just like all the numbers, have, and it's basically telekinesis, where we can move things and control things with our head. I would want Nine to have teleportation power. That's just my idea personally. And Nine, she doesn't have a backstory, but if I can make one up, I would definitely see her as a schoolgirl, a regular girl who finds out she has powers, and she doesn't know how to control it. She doesn't know what it is, and she finds Papa, and Papa guides her and takes her into the lab for the rest of eternity.
What did the directors give you any kind of instruction? Were they like, hey, kids, gather around. We're going to tell you what each of your powers are. Or was it just kind of like, you're a number, you're something special, and it's for each of you to kind of decide what your character is going to be like?
Well, no, the directors actually did what you first explained. They had all these cool toys that had little perks about them, like these tabletop spinners. They spun on their own. And there was this magnetic ball that number 7 used, and it would move on her own, and she would just put her hand above it and follow it through a maze. And it was really, really cool. And the toy cars that the twins used, they went on their own, and they were just motored cars. Yeah, it was so cool to see the lab.
So I'm looking through the questions right now. I just want to see. I feel like you answered a lot of them. It says Chloe follows me, so maybe you'll know who they are. For Raph, Chloe, who is your favorite person on set when you filmed? Is there anyone that you got along really well with? I'm sure you loved everybody, but any real connections?
No, it was definitely all the numbers. We all talk still, and so do our parents, and we built a bond that's going to last for a really, really long time. And we all hang out still. We do Stranger Things related events together, but sometimes me and Lana Jean Turner, she played number 7, we go out sometimes for lunch, and we're all friends, and it's so amazing that we were able to build a friendship like that on set.
Yeah, I think that's really cool because you're all kind of around the same age group too, so you can support each other as you as you go up. Mad Props 12 wants to know, what was your favorite scene to film?
My favorite scene to film was watching. I wasn't really doing anything. I was laying on the ground dead, and this was one of the scenes in the Rainbow Room where we had blood all over ourselves, and Millie was midair. And I walked into set that morning and saw all these harnesses coming in and strings coming in from the ceiling. And I had no clue what they were, but Millie got strapped up. And then all of a sudden I saw her floating in the air. And I was like, that is going to be an amazing scene.
This one is not really Stranger Things related, but I feel like a lot of tween girls might want to know, and fellas. Stranger Flow says, you are so pretty. What kind of skincare or makeup brands do you use? And you don't have to plug any specific brands, but maybe you can talk about your routine.
Yeah, so one, thank you so, so much. That means a lot to me. And two, I use Love Your Skin, and I was at their booth for Playlist Live 2022 down in Florida. But that's the skincare brand that I use right now. And for makeup, I would just say mascara. I use Falscara, which is these
eyelashes you can do at home, as if you're getting your lashes done outside, but it's just a home kit. And I just use glowing hydrators instead of foundation. It kind of gives me a glowy look. I don't like the cake look. But yeah, just some of my preferences on makeup.
Hayden Sophia wants to know, what was the hardest part of filming Stranger Things, if you did have a hard part?
That's a good question. Let me think.
It seems like nothing was really hard. It seems like you lucked out, and that, you know, you went into a really big gig, but you were grouped with all of these other kids who were kind of in the same situation with you. And so it made it a little bit easier because you were all together, and then you had, like, really kind people like Matthew and Millie around you supporting you. So what was the funnest thing, maybe?
Yeah, no, there wasn't really a lot of hard parts. Our characters, there wasn't really a lot of depth to them from what Stranger Things viewers would see, but we were able to create that for ourselves. But I guess the most fun part was just being part of Stranger Things, seeing the sets and the characters and the actresses and the directors. Just being a part of the whole production was amazing itself.
Yeah. So you're not only an actress, but a lot of your fans know that you're also a singer. In fact, you were just coming from voice lessons a little while ago. Stranger Flo says, I love your voice so much. What inspired you to start singing? I also wanted to say that I admire your confidence. So I guess, tell us about the singing.
Thank you so much. What started getting me singing was I've always sang around the house since I was able to talk. I would watch Rapunzel, and she was my favorite Disney princess, and I would sing the songs there on my own when I was like 4. Moving on to like 10, maybe even 6, I started theater, and that kind of opened my doors up to singing and acting live, and I fell in love with singing. I wanted to take it more seriously, so I started getting vocal coaches locally, and I've just started building my brand, and then I found out that songwriting was a thing, and I was like, that is meant for me. So that's kind of how my whole journey as a singer started.
Yeah, and do you want to tell people about your song? You actually have a single out right now?
Yeah, so my latest release is Villain, and you can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, all of the platforms. And it's about my personal experiences with a friend here at home where I did not expect her to turn on me. And she was the closest person in my life. And maybe people out there have different experiences with different people, but a lot of the feelings are similar. And so I wanted to express that through music. And now I have a single called Villain.
Yeah, your voice is beautiful.
Thank you.
We have a section where we like to ask people, just, I want you to be able to kind of connect with fans. And so just generic questions like, what is your favorite food?
My favorite food is strawberries. It changes. It changes every once in a while, but that's just what I've been craving.
So you're a musician, but, you know, on your free time, who inspires you? What kind of music are you listening to?
I listen to all kinds of music, from rap to country. Not a lot of country, but some songs. R&B. But my favorite artist that I followed for a really long time, before she even got up there, is Tate McRae. I've watched her on YouTube from when she was just writing songs on the little keyboard in her bedroom to where she is now. She's on top charts. Her songs are doing amazing. And I've just watched her grow from where I'm starting out. And it's very inspiring for me as a young singer and songwriter.
Have you ever thought about reaching out just to see if you guys could collaborate?
No, not yet. That's an amazing idea.
You totally should. You know, it's interesting because a lot of people love Stranger Things, so I bet the people that you admire, they probably admire you just the same. You should shoot her a message and say, hey, what's up? I'm Chloe. Maybe you know me as 9 from Stranger Things. And, you know, just tell her that you want to collaborate. People love stuff like that, especially if it's coming from her, where she's got, like, her roots, kind of like how she's, like you just said, she started scrappy and she's kind of pulled her way up. I think you should do it.
No, that's an amazing idea, actually. Mom, did you get that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, credit goes to you for that one.
I'll take a credit on your album.
Exactly.
I think it could totally happen. Like, if you never ask, then how do you know? You know? You'll either get a yes, a no, or a nothing. And it's like, what if it's a yes?
There's no other way to find out other than asking.
Totally. So, I'm going to ask you something I'm sure you've been asked, but I feel like it has to be asked. If you were pulled up by Vecna up into the air and you were about to be crunched, that's what we call it when people get crunched. We call it the crunch. What song do you think would save you?
Pursuit of Happiness. It's the most grooviest, chill song that I've ever listened to. It has a bunch of writers in it. Not specifically sure who it is, but I mean, it's a unique title for a song. But yeah, definitely Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah. So you're out there hustling right now. You're trying to get, you know, music gigs. You're trying to get other acting gigs. If there was something that you could act in right now that you haven't been in, like, you know, a Marvel movie or, I don't know, something like that, what is your goal?
Definitely an adventure movie. Like Dwayne Johnson, The Rock kind of style, moving through a jungle, maybe some cityscapes, but like a movie with a bunch of, or even TV show, but I want to like get out there, have some fun, have an experience while filming, and that would be really, really amazing.
That answer totally checks out. I feel like I saw you on a premiere.
Yeah.
I met you at Jumanji on the red carpet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he shoots here all the time, so I feel like that's something that you could make happen. I'm going to send you those good vibes.
I'm taking it in.
If you could be any character in Stranger Things that, you know, you were already a character, but if there was someone that you could play, either someone who exists or someone that you just make up, who do you think it would be?
I want to play Robin, or maybe a girl version of Steve. I really, really like their chemistry with all the characters. They're both really good actors too. So being able to put my feet in their character shoes would be amazing.
Yeah, a lot of people love Steve. I feel like that's just one of those characters that you're like, he looks like he's having fun.
Yeah. I love his improv lines too. Sometimes like he can say the weirdest stuff, but it would just go with his character. So they get to keep it in. And I find that so funny.
Yeah, totally. So if Nine survived, I think we talked about it earlier how, you know, you never officially saw her get killed. If she survived and she was in season 5, what kind of storyline would you want to see with her and maybe Eleven and maybe some of the other kids?
Ooh, it could go two ways. We help save the world with Eleven and Mike and Will and all of them, or we join Number One because we're, like, related to him by blood. I would love to see either of those play out.
Yeah. I hope some of the numbers come back. I know that fans were always hoping that there was going to be some kind of army of kids. But then, you know, one sucked them all in and we were like, oh, no. Like, maybe when he, you know, faces his ultimate demise, it will, like, release you all.
Yeah, no.
Or something. I don't know. That's how science works, right?
Yeah.
Cool, Chloe. Well, I had a lot of fun talking to you. Is there anything that you want to tell strangers? That's what we call the fans out there. I know that you've been doing some cons lately. How's that been for you?
Yeah, no, I had my first con just a couple weeks ago, and it was the best experience ever. I met so many people that I hadn't met from the cast of Stranger Things and a bunch of fans for Stranger Things. It was such an experience, and I made a bunch of good friendships there. So I'm definitely looking forward to some more cons in the future.
Yeah, I think what's going to be cool for you is when you start going to cons and you start seeing people cosplay as you, because they'll do these giant group cosplays, and so someone's going to be 11, but they're going to be like, who's going to be all the numbers coming with me? And someone will be you, and it'll be awesome.
Yeah, I saw people cosplaying as Jamie, also known as Number One, Chrissy. Who else? Eddie, there was so many cosplayers, and it was so amazing to see their costumes, like, be part of all of these different productions.
Yeah, I feel like the numbers are the easiest ones. You just gotta shave your head and put on some gray sweats. You're good to go.
Yeah, no, my sister's being me for Halloween this year, and she's 8 years old, and she's getting a hospital gown. I don't know about the shaving your head part, but all she needs is a hospital gown, some blood, and we can call it a day.
She can just put her hair in a little bun. No one will ever know the difference.
Yeah.
That's really rad. You should take a picture with her and share that on social media so fans can see that.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Well, you're awesome.
Thank
I
you.
Hope you have a lot of success. For people that don't already follow you, how can they do that?
You can just search me up, Chloe, Chloeadona, and all of my socials should pop up. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, YouTube, all of good stuff.
Cool. I do have one last question for you. So as a younger actress that's on a big show, you probably know that you have a lot of adult fans, but you also have a lot of younger fans who are aspiring to reach their dreams, whether it be an actor or something else. What advice would you give them?
I would say just make sure you love what you do and let that motivate you and guide you and keep you going every single day. Like for me, day one, I woke up and I loved entertaining and being the star of the show, of my own show, even when I was a little kid. And I found a career acting that let me pursue that professionally. And I knew that that was where I was going to go someday in the future.
Chloe, you're awesome. I think you're just going to have the best future. I think you're going to do tons of music videos with anyone that you want to collaborate with. They would be lucky to collaborate with you. And I'm hoping that Nine is alive for season 5.
Thank you so much for having me here. This was a blast. Stay strange.
Thanks for listening to the Upside Down podcast hosted by sisters Ash and Tori. For more information, visit our website at theupsidedownpod.com. You can also contact us at theupsidedownpod@gmail.com, as well as follow us on our Facebook and Instagram under the Upside Down Podcast. Episodes are released every other Monday, so be sure to subscribe. If you love the podcast, be sure to review us on whatever you listen to us on. Thanks again. Stay strange.